This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A little bit more breaking news. Jamie Foxx, actor Jamie Foxx, had to be rushed to the hospital yesterday for a medical emergency. Family had asked for prayers, but we find out that he is on the mend. Jamie Foxx is 55 years old. He was filming movie Back in Action with Cameron Diaz this week, and he had to be rushed to the hospital for a quote-unquote medical emergency. It is being undisclosed at this time. The family had said it was a medical complication that required him to be taken to the hospital, but they didn't necessarily say exactly what it was. They said he is on his way to recovery. A source described the issue to TMZ in more serious terms, calling it a medical emergency, but Foxx was communicating and able to speak to others. So we don't really know too much more about what that is. Of course, anytime I hear of a medical emergency, I always think heart, and then I always think stroke. And I, Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk, you know, he had suffered a medical emergency while filming Better Call Saul. And yeah, I never want to come up with something random. It sounded like the way it happened, it could have been heart. And it turned out he did suffer a heart attack while filming. And Jamie Foxx, he's only 55, but unfortunately, you know, us middle-agers, for those of us who are middle-aged, we are prime for, you know, hearts doing something that they're not supposed to. Could also have been a medication side effect, other things. So we don't have a lot of details. So hopefully we will find out more. As we do get more, we'll let you know. We also have a little bit more information on the Bay Area tech who stabbed and killed Cash App founder Bob Lee, allegedly. It turns out that he is being identified as 38-year-old Berkeley graduate Nima Momeni. He has been arrested today in his home in Emeryville, where Lee was stabbed to death on April 4th. He is the owner of Expand IT, a tech business in the Bay Area, describes himself as a startup entrepreneur. Not sure why. We don't know if he attended the same conference as Lee, but apparently they were in a car together at about 2:30 a.m., moments before the stabbing. Momeni has been taken into custody. He works at home. It's in his place where he works, I guess, and lives. And so we'll keep you posted on that. But we do have a suspect right now in custody. I wish we had some more positive stories. For those of you trying to fly to Fort Lauderdale, the airport is closed until Friday. Sorry, guys. Because of the rainiest day in the city's history has caused flooding. Fort Lauderdale has experienced the most rain it's had in history. A 1-in-1,000-year rainfall event sparking a flash flood emergency in Broward County that has prompted emergency rescues, forced drivers to abandon cars, shutter schools, and shut down the airport. This is going to extend through tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. More rain is slated to be on the way. The region recorded widespread rainfall totals of more than a foot. Fort Lauderdale got 25.9 inches in a 24-hour period. And this was not a hurricane. This was a typical rainstorm. The rain will not reach the amounts that fell yesterday, but it is going to cause additional flooding. There's been winds, small hail, even isolated tornadoes that have been projected. flood warning has been in effect. Flood watch is in effect through Thursday evening. I have family there. Between 14 and 20 inches of rain drenched greater Fort Lauderdale metro area. And it was some of the most severe flooding they've ever seen. They said this amount of rain in a 24-hour period is incredibly rare for South Florida. And keep in mind, South Florida gets hit with hurricanes. They get hit with hurricanes. So something like this being more than that is shocking. They say rainfall of 20 to 25 inches is similar to what the area can receive with a high-end hurricane over more than a day. But this was a rainfall as a 1-in-1,000-year event or greater. So 0.1% chance of it happening. And I guess yesterday, more than a month's worth of rain fell in just 1 hour. Fort Lauderdale's average rainfall in April is about 3 inches. Never did it get 20 inches in 1 month. So CNN is saying that this is a signature consequence of a warming climate, and it's happening more frequently. They said the deluge in South Florida is the latest instant after 1-in-1,000-year rain struck over the past year in areas including Dallas, St. Louis, eastern Kentucky, and Yellowstone. They said even though the heavy rain has concluded, numerous roads remain closed. Flash flood emergencies, which is the highest level of flood warning that is in effect in South Florida, including Fort Lauderdale, has expired. I think we need to be very, very careful about politicizing weather. I'm just a little nervous about that because droughts have been linked to climate change and our hamburgers and our cars. And so if rainfall is also leaked, you're going to have to pick one. All right? And I know people will say, well, it's going to be rainfall on some areas and droughts on others. Well, Yellowstone is in an area that would have also been suffering a drought. So what is it? Is drought climate change or is rainfall climate change? I don't mind the term climate change because climate always changes. The climate will always change. But if you're going to say climate change as this is why we have to stop investing in other companies and put money in environmental startups, and we need to pass congressional budget funding and expenditures for some of these more green sort of companies, then I have a little bit of an issue. But do I think we need to plan for flooding, make sure we have infrastructure in place, try to protect our environment, not litter, not kill off a lot of our trees? Yes. But that doesn't necessarily have to be a political issue. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America. America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So growing up in the 80s, it was interesting because a pair of Jordache jeans was value. I didn't have them. Couldn't afford it. I had one pair of Union Bay, and I still have them. Can't fit into them. But Union Bay was kind of like a, you know, a knockoff Jordache, but they were cool. I liked Union Bay. Didn't seem to have the longevity. There was Wrangler right here. Comes Wrangler, and it's one tough customer, and he knows what he likes when he sees it. Wrangler. Wranglers are pretty popular, but if you had a pair of Jordache jeans, there was value to that. If you had a sports sack purse in the 80s, there was value to it. If you were in class and you had some bubble yum gum, and people wanted gum, you were rich. You had value. If you had a pair of Air Jordans, now you might have been actually rich, but we were. No Air Jordans in our family. But it was value. Well, I go to college, go to medical school. I'm in residency. And I get something that made people go, ooh. You know what I got before I finished my residency? I got a job. got a job. Well, I actually had a job in the middle of residency when I worked in Arizona, which, again, was value. But I got a job before my other counterparts that I was going to start as soon as residency was over. And there was value to that. And everybody else got jobs, too. They probably even got higher paying jobs than I did. But I remember thinking to myself, how did I get so lucky to get a job? Well, I had to talk myself into getting a job when multiple of my residents were during residency working out of state and there weren't any other positions open in urgent care. So I had to make my own job. And I remember the value of having that. And I'm like, don't lose it. If you have a job, don't lose it. Don't lose your wallet. Right? Don't lose your pet fish by not taking care of it. Don't lose your job. And when you hear people discuss, I think one of Ronald Reagan's former educational secretaries or one of his who's still around, commented on the value of work, how the younger generations might not realize it. I'm not blaming the younger generation. Some of these younger generations, they know the value of a job. I just think it's Americans in general, where when you would get a job, you would rejoice. You would party. You would be like, okay, guys, let's celebrate. I got a job. Now it's like, oh, God, yeah, I got to start next week. God, all right, so we only have 5 days left. You're not happy? I used to, any job I had, and I've had multiple ones because I would have to work multiple part-time jobs to make the income I needed while going to school or medical school. But I couldn't wait. When I got that waitress job when I was in medical school, I held on to that as long as I could because there was value to it. So the problem we have right now is we have in society a devaluation of work. Having a job is not like gold. It's not money in the bank. Now, why is that? Well, maybe it's because other people make more money not working. We've showed how in some cities, in order for it to even make it worth your while to go off government subsidies, you would need a six-figure job. So one is it's devalued if you could get money elsewhere by qualifying for having all sorts of, you know, other sorts of options. And I get it. You know, if you're sick, if you can't work, that's what those sources are supposed to be there for, those resources. But for people who could work, they look at the job and they look what they're able to get without the job. But that job doesn't look as valuable. Another thing that happened, especially with COVID, is people saw the value of not working, being at home. People loved being at home, sleeping in. So then those who had to work, essential workers, those who couldn't get the extra unemployment benefits because they were offered a job, they looked at them as the ones with less value. And I was talking to people who said, oh my gosh, my sister's so lucky. She gets to be home. She's non-essential. She gets to, you know, get that unemployment plus that extra $600. And when people start to see those who aren't working are the lucky ones, that's sad. I mean, you know, look what happened with the Louisville bank shooting. Those people who went to work were not lucky. This is the message we're sending Americans. Article after article is toxic workplaces. How do you know your boss is toxic? How do you know your coworkers are toxic? You know, are people talking about you behind your back? Is it always gossip? Are you afraid to communicate? Are people afraid to fix things at work? Well, nobody wants to work in a toxic place. You know, when you have something of value, there's also a control factor to it. So let's say somebody gave me a gold coin. Now, that'd be worth a lot. Nobody has done that, but that's okay. But if I'm given that gold coin, now I got the football. It's up to me. As long as I don't let anybody intercept it, steal it, as long as I don't drop it and lose it or fumble it, that sucker is mine. And it's mine forever, as long as I don't lose it. That's how people used to look at jobs. When you got a job, you would nurture it and cultivate it and protect it and idolize it. Now, the job can be taken away at any time. You have no control. So you don't even bond with it. You don't even psychologically invest into that job because it could be gone in a moment's notice. So when you hear people say that certain generations don't value work, they're not entirely correct, but they're also not entirely wrong. When you give somebody a job, it's not something they could keep for life. In the olden days, if you were given a job, it was yours to lose. You got that job, they needed you, just do your job and you will be there forever. That's not the way it is right now. People are losing jobs left and right. So there's can you blame some of these individuals for not valuing work? If you're getting your rent or income from another means, if you hate who you're with, if you get bullied, if your life gets destroyed by people at work, that's no value. And then it can be taken away at a moment's notice. Now, I do hear some individuals going, oh, thank God, you know, I haven't gotten fired, no layoffs, I still have my job, I'm good. Some people do really appreciate their job. And sometimes it takes being unemployed and struggling to find work for you to get that sort of gratitude. But I've been to doctor conferences where everybody seems to, that I'm speaking to, seems to hate their job. You're like, you have a flipping six-figure job, and you're talking about it like it's a chore for you to be there. I mean, come on, people. And so, are we getting complacent? Are we getting spoiled? Are we getting cocky? Are there just so many options? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is there is going to be a day where AI takes over our job. There's one article showing how some people who are working two full-time jobs at home, they're using ChatGPT to do their job. So they're using AI to do their job, getting multiple salaries. Clock is ticking on them. They're going to lose their job once the boss knows that they can have somebody using that ChatGPT instead of paying somebody else at home who's working on other jobs to do it. So if we don't appreciate the value of it, we're not going to seek to find it, and we're not going to seek to hold it. And I'm telling you guys right now, if you have a job that you like and you don't want to leave in 2024 or 2030, then you better protect that job and fight for it. Let your boss know. Let your employers know. Make sure you have an open line of communication. Tell them you don't ever want to leave. You love this job. What could you do to grow with the company? What could you do to make sure that when there's the lean years versus the good years, you could still be a part of the team? But, you know, just there's value to jobs that we haven't been seeing recently. Let's get that back. 1-877-DOC-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is asking the Supreme Court for an emergency hearing to restore the Food and Drug Administration's long-ago approval of the abortion drug mifepristone. Yesterday, an appeals court halted that Texas judge's ruling that blocked the FDA's 23-year-old approval of the drug, but the ruling halted the agency's move 7 years ago, easing the rules for prescribing and dispensing it. The Attorney General wants the FDA's full authority immediately restored. The airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, won't reopen until tomorrow morning, thanks to nearly 2 feet of rain falling in just 24 hours and more on the way. It wasn't a homeless person, a gang member, or a would-be robber that killed Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco last week. Police have arrested a man who, like Lee, is a tech professional. He's named as Nima Mimoni, the owner of a company called Expand IT. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a study that has said machines are doing a better job of reading heart ultrasounds than humans do. AI could potentially, according to Fox News Health, do a better job of screening for heart health than trained sonographers or ultrasound techs. This is the finding from a study from the Schmidt Heart Institute and the Division of Artificial Intelligence and Medicine at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. In the study, it was published in the journal Nature, a total of 3,495 heart echocardiograms, which are ultrasounds of the heart, were assessed. Roughly half of the scans were assessed by AI, artificial intelligence. The other half were assessed by 25 cardiac sonographers, who had an average of 14 years experience. The scans and assessments were then sent to 10 cardiologists for review. And that's usually how it works. When you have a tech, an ultrasonographer, even though many of them can read the scan with their eyes closed, there's always a board certified, well, or usually a specialist, such as a cardiologist or radiologist, that will read the scans. And so for the scans assessed by AI, cardiologists found fewer discrepancies. They said cardiologists were not able to distinguish between preliminary assessments by AI versus sonographers, and in fact, the AI assessments needed less correction. That's according to cardiologist David Yang, principal investigator of the clinical trial and senior author of the study at Cedars-Sinai. This is what he told Fox News Digital. He said this showed the AI was both faster and more precise than the sonographers in assessing heart function. Now, some of you will say, well, the sonographers aren't necessarily trained like the cardiologists are, but what they're looking at is somebody above in training is looking at AI versus the techs. And AI, who are also not medical school trained, appeared to have better data and better assessments. For the scans assessed by AI and then a cardiologist, there was a substantial change in diagnosis for 16.8% of the images. Among the scans assessed by sonographers, the change in diagnosis was 27.2%. So the doctor and his team did not expect AI would perform better than the trained sonographers. They said this trial was designed as a non-inferiority trial, and we initially only hoped to show that AI and sonographers were equivalent, but were pleasantly surprised to show that AI was superior. In some ways, this AI passed the Turing test for reading echocardiogram videos. A Turing test is a means of gauging whether a computer can respond intelligently enough to be indistinguishable from a human response, called a Turing test. Dr. Nirav G. Sheth, an interventional cardiologist at the Cardiology Consultants of Philly, was not involved but said there are many variables that go into reading echocardiograms for the heart. These include the experience of the sonographer, the quality of the study, the quality of the machine, and others. In terms of basic information and standardized assessments, I think that AI could potentially perform better. Having said that, he said, as with sonographers, AI requires oversight, especially if there aren't that many quote-unquote normal data sets analyzed by the algorithm. So this does make people nervous when we have, doctors and medical technicians up against AI. And we've had studies where AI did better than radiologists at reading certain x-rays and images. That makes us nervous because we keep trying to make AI, we keep trying to have AI do this. We're just trying to push ourselves out of a job, aren't we? There was a limitation in that this was just done at one center, single center. So small scale in a single location. They might need to do this among multiple medical centers. But I'm not surprised. And the reason why I'm not surprised, and mind you, I am very impressed with medical professionals, but I have seen mistakes after mistakes made in the medical field. And one of the reasons why I worked so many hours in my clinic is I had to double check what my staff was doing. And my staff would make mistakes. I would have to double check the blood pressures. I mean, eventually we would have to let people go if I couldn't trust their blood pressure. But I tell students all the time, they go, if you don't think a 120 over 80 is your patient's blood pressure, check the blood pressure yourself. Check the pulse yourself. Now, if you don't think the referral was done, go and double check it. Double check the billing. I decided to double check the billing, and one of our billers billed Medicare a pap smear on a man who was a cis man, not transgender man. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? They go, oh, you know what? The forms were on top of each other, so I must have read this name, but used this code. So I called up Medicare, and thank God the lady, that was when you could actually get somebody. She laughed and said, look, just don't cash the check. Send it back. I go, please, for the love of God, don't pay us. They go, well, if we paid you on that, just send it back. I'll let them know you called. Because it's really about intent. You don't want to look like you did something like that on purpose. But after that, I'm like, I need to double check what my billers are doing. And I don't want to insult people in any particular field. But I have seen half-ass work done over and over and over again. So let's say somebody is reading an image, and then they get a text from somebody they were on a date with. They're like, oh, okay. And then they go back and go, where was I? You know, that's distracting. AI doesn't have to worry about a date or a text. AI just has to do the job. Now, somebody might have a headache. Somebody might not feel good. Somebody might be rushing to get out. And so sometimes human emotion, even though most people in the healthcare industry will put all that aside and make sure they're not biased or distracted, it happens, unfortunately. And customers, patients will distract you. And people will talk and say, oh, what did you see? I heard something. What did you see? That's really difficult to try to do your job when the patient's talking to you. So there is no doubt that AI could do better. We're already seeing that where it's passing the medical boards. When some people can't pass the medical boards, it's passed the bar. When some people have not been able to pass the bar. Now, this is interesting. This article from Business Insider said companies like Uber and Amazon use AI to pay people different wages for the same work. They say gig workers are doing the same jobs for different pay. According to new research from Vina Duval, a law professor at University of California, Hastings, drew upon 6 years and thousands of hours of interviews and observations with hundreds of Uber and Lyft drivers, many of whom worked for more than one gig platform. And she said companies like Amazon and Uber have massive data sets on the contract workers using their delivery or rideshare platforms, including when they work, how long, what kind of pay they've taken. These companies are able to utilize this data to calculate the exact wage rates necessary to incentivize desired behaviors. She calls the practice algorithmic wage discrimination. From Amazon to Uber to the healthcare sectors, workers are being paid different amounts for the same amount of work that is conducted for the same amount of time. Duval said these instances could take the form of a food delivery driver being offered a lower rate than another driver would have been because the algorithm predicted the first driver would be more likely to accept that rate. If a driver tends to work until they hit a certain daily mark, say $100, she said the algorithm might offer them lower rates to keep the driver working longer. So you see, this algorithm is trying to outsmart us. One Uber driver recalled being one ride short of unlocking a $100 bonus that evening. But then he experienced 45 minutes of dead time in a popular area before he was able to get another ride. So the algorithm actually works against you. The algorithm is looking at us like we're manipulated. And, you know, if you pay them this and do this algorithm, you can get them to work more. And what do you think a company who does not feel they're getting the most out of their labor will want a computer program to do? Just this. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800
and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Issue, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Diane wants to know about the studies of homeschooling children. Does it help the child or hurt the child to homeschool them? So that's a fantastic question. The studies are kind of mixed because on one end, we see academically, some of these homeschool kids are getting fantastic GPAs. And maybe it's because their work is concentrated on getting what needs to be tested. You know, so they look at, you know, a lot of the homeschooling, the material. It's not, remember I told you how some teachers are struggling with the filler, going, okay, well, my lesson covers 25 minutes, but I need another 25 minutes, so maybe we'll do a couple group tasks, things like that. Whereas with homeschooling, if they don't have those sort of time regimented issues and challenges, it could just be about what they need to learn, and it could be more direct. I went to a high school. I've never been homeschooled. I went to public school, where in that high school they said, look, we want you guys getting good SAT scores. So it's going to be about vocab, vocab, vocab in this class. Yes, we'll read some Shakespeare, we'll read some books, but we have got to get your vocab up so you guys ace the SAT. And yeah, I ended up getting a 1450 on my SAT. So I got near perfect in math, and I did okay. I did good, but not as good as I would have wanted to. But why? Because it was all about the vocab words at the time with the SAT. So sometimes these homeschool, we're seeing some studies where the structured program, where there's a lot more academic tests and these kids have to take more tests as opposed to getting their A based on doing something the teacher likes, might make them more test successful. All right. Social skills, the studies are mixed. According to Psychology Today, some studies found no difference in social skills between children in homeschool environments versus conventional schools. Some studies found that homeschool children score higher on measures of social ability, and some have found that homeschool children score lower on overall social skills. So it's mixed. In terms of long-term success, they say studies find that homeschool children tend to have higher college GPAs than children from conventional schools. In addition, they said most studies have found no difference between homeschooled and conventional students in college graduation rates, but most homeschool students did not attend competitive four-year colleges. One study found that homeschool students may have lower math GPAs in college than children from conventional schools. Children who are homeschooled may also be more likely to work in a lower-paying job. Now, this is from Psychology Today, and they were looking at a variety of studies. Now, this was written in 2021. I understand a lot of people were pulled out of school in 2022. So they say about 4 to 5 million children were homeschooled. We think that number is higher. Back in 2019, it was half of that, 2.5 million children homeschooling. So the choice for parents to homeschool will depend on a few things. If it's because they're worried about safety and school shootings, that's one thing. If they're worried about much of the attention is on sex, shall we say, topics, or even though I think a lot of the sex ed that we're hearing about in the news, it's not supposed to be pervading all classes like math and English. And every now and then you hear a teacher that when the middle of math, they interject something that has to do with that. That starts to really cross the line. But because sex ed should be sex ed, and I think sex ed should start in middle school. That's just me. But some parents are like, look, my child's there all day. This is what they're learning. I'd rather they learn the basics and then, not necessarily get, infused with somebody's opinion. And so some parents might not like what some of the curriculum is. Some people look at schools as, liberal grooming institutions. And, the schools my kids have gone to, when I went to public school, I didn't notice any of that. But when I do see some of the assignments some of these kids are getting, you're like, really? There was one child, he was actually in college, he failed his term paper because when he was talking about a male scientist and said he discovered this, he got in trouble because of the pronouns. He assumed the pronouns were he for the scientist. And so some families are like, this is not the way I want my kids to learn. It's been obviously very controversial. My issue with homeschooling is this, all right? I went to 12 schools, and when I was bullied, okay, I got nothing done at school. I got nothing done. And I hid from bullies, and I couldn't wait to get home. But at home, I had some confidence. And so it really depends on what your child's experience is. Now, if I had to do it over again, I would still do public school. Now, I did not homeschool my kids. My kids went to school. They went to private school because we had stalkers who listened to the show and people who were kind of, in our house. And I was like, I just want to know that there's security and I wanted my kids safe. And so we paid extra for them to go to schools that had extra security. But they would have been fine in public school. I honestly don't really see the advantage of private school versus public school to me because they still learned well. They did as good as they would on their standardized testing. And, I don't think that it made that much of a difference academically. And I'm a big fan of public school because I went to public school. But if the school did start to infuse ideas and not allow open discussion. You could bring up ideas. You could say, hey, guys, what do you think of socialism? What do you think of communism? And if a student goes, I don't like it because, you know, or there be debate, that's totally fine. But if a student brings something up and they get shunned or vilified or they're afraid to say something, now you're looking at a whole different scenario. So, you know, we are going to see more kids homeschooled. I think another reason why parents might be homeschooling is the vaccine concept. I think after the COVID vaccine mandates, many parents started to look at the current child vaccination protocol, which I didn't want happening, and we knew this would happen, where parents started to rethink, are we giving our kids too many vaccines? Well, a kid can't go to school if they don't finish the vaccination protocol. So I am starting to see more and more families who don't vaccinate their kids because of the distrust of government. Again, they should have never mandated COVID because then they kind of screwed up what we already had pretty established and what was pretty safe. But they screwed up mandating a new COVID vaccine that didn't have to be mandated. So if parents are like, I don't want my kids getting vaccinated, so they're going to homeschool them, you know, you have to figure out what the reason is for them to choose the homeschooling. If you are doing homeschooling, I strongly urge that child to be around other children, either within the homeschooling atmosphere or in terms of sports, because not only do kids need to learn their academics, but kids need to learn how to socially interact, and they need to understand how to compete. You know, one reason why maybe some of the math scores were better in schools is I remember we had to do time tests. And I wanted to be the first one done. I loved competing with 30 other kids. Yet if you're just working on math at home and you're just trying to beat a clock or timer, it's not as... I wanted to compete against other kids. And I'm not overly competitive, but I noticed that was a drive I had because you would get awarded first prize. I liked getting first prize. Didn't always get it in sports, but I did get it in math. And so kids need that. Kids need to compete. Kids need to work with others. Kids need to know how to navigate around the bullies. Because if you do have them overprotected and have this false sense of confidence, all of a sudden they go out into the work world and they can't work with others. So I think if you do homeschool, you got to still make sure there's a hybrid of them still doing activities with other kids. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.